Fred Film Radio.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2019 Cairo International Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by Verena von Stackelberg. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Matt.
For our listeners, just to introduce you a little bit, Verena wears many hats in the film industry, one of which is as founder and managing director of the Wolf Kino Arthouse Cinema in Berlin, Germany, and member of the selection committee for the competition films at the Berlinale, here scouting for films and doing various other activities which we will be discussing in the course of this interview, which will last about 6, 8, 10 minutes. We'll see how it goes. But my first question to you is this your first time in Cairo at the Cairo Film Festival?
So it's my first time at the Cairo Film Festival, but I have been to Cairo many times before. So I've been first came here in 2014 and have been coming back ever since. So
given the fact that this is your first experience at the festival, what have been your impressions of it so far? I'm asking this as well because last year, let's say, was considered sort of a year zero for the festival, even though it has continued the tradition of this festival being organized over the years. So what have your impressions of it been?
So I have to admit that because the Berlinale Festival is in the midst of the selection process at the moment, so I have to watch a lot of films for the festival, and the priority is set on world premieres, so I haven't actually been to the cinema in Cairo for the festival films here, unfortunately, and I've barely left the hotel. But I have had many great meetings. I met filmmakers and have been at the pitching sessions mostly. And I really love the pitching sessions because you get to know projects at a very early stage. And you can still pour in a little bit of your own optimism and fantasy into what it might become. And then it's interesting to see when they finally are finished.
So you haven't left the hotel, but that doesn't mean that you haven't been working in another. Also, because we should specify, there's a lot going on in this hotel alone. Yes. I feel, but I wanted to say, the Berlin Film Festival also seems to be undergoing a period of change. So while I was kind of reading up on the things that are happening, I could find some similarities between the two festivals in that sense. There's a lot of change happening. Would you agree with that statement?
Yes, absolutely. So. The artistic director and president of the festival, Dieter Koslik, had his last year last February. And now there's a new artistic director and there's also a new president at the festival. Mariette Rissenberg is the president and the artistic director is Carlo Chatrian, who was heading the Locarno Film Festival before. And then there's also a new head of the forum section, which is one of the more kind of like independently programmed, curated sections of the festival. And she, the new artistic or the new lead curator of that section, Christina Nord, also is starting. It's going to be her first year in 2020. And she brought with her a whole new team. And so did Carlo. He also brought his team from Locarno and invited me and a couple of other people, Barbara Wurm and Paz Lazaro. Paz used to head Panorama and is now in the competition selection team.
So the Berlin Film Festival innovating as well. Whenever I'm in the Middle East and here now in Egypt, I kind of feel that it's almost a nascent film industry. There's been films made before, especially in Egypt, which I consider one of the greatest countries in film tradition of the continent. But I feel that there's some, right now, things are changing. Sometimes it's hard to keep that in mind when we come from Europe, where cinema is almost thought of as something that has been surpassed, or it's something that belongs to the older times. Would you agree that there is some sort of a difference there, and what is your impression of it?
It's a very difficult question.
I like difficult questions.
So,
but Berlin, you see, Berlin is one of the centers of cinema still. So perhaps there, cinema is still very healthy, right?
Yes. I mean, you like by watching films every year, you get a very continuing sense of how things are changing in the entire world. So yes, of course, like, you know, with every new generation that begins making films, there's a shift, there's a change, there's this, there's that, there's a revolution, there's a response to the revolution in the films, there is a war, there's a response to the war in the films. It's true that I would say I was working for the Berlinale before, also for a few years, and there were hardly any films from Arab countries, Arab-speaking countries, and this has definitely shifted and changed. And in a way, the world has become smaller, and people are more communicating with each other, and the festival world is spreading around the planet also in a totally, like, mushrooming way, like it has never been before. So cinemas are shrinking and festivals are expanding. And through this expansion of festivals, I believe there's a completely new way of making films, thinking films, producing films, distributing films. Like, it's completely changed and shifted. And I think this has to do with many things, but it also comes down to the digitization.
And as the founder and managing director of an art house cinemas, where does the cinema as a venue stand in that change?
I consider it to be a little bit like vinyl records, in the sense that it will never die, and it will always be cherished by cinephiles and film and cinema lovers. Like, there's a very loyal audience, but you have to go with the times also, and make sure that you feed the demands of the audience, and that the audience doesn't just grow older, but that you're always in touch with, you know, the younger generations and the new generations that are coming.
Yeah. And you mentioned, well the pitching sessions, for example, that kind of gives an idea of where cinema or some dominant themes that are taking place. Are you sensible to those things, to trends, specific themes? As you mentioned, the theme of war could be one. Or do you think that festivals should be sensible to specific themes, or should they be more sensible to the individuality of artists, which seems like a strange thing to say nowadays, but...
Not at all. I would say the latter completely. I agree with you. I think it's a good comment, because when you start being sensitive to themes, you forget, or you don't necessarily see the individual artist, and you try and expect something to come, then the art becomes secondary, and I think the art should always be the primary thing, because, you know, a theme can be just as important as it could be. If it's not well made, then it's nothing.
Right. And it's difficult to preserve art, though, in a sense, right?
Yes and no. I mean, I think it's a real challenge for filmmakers these days to have to present their work at such, like, pre-development stage at a festival, for instance, like here, because you have to open up to so many different demands before you have even started to shoot the film. So many different people, co-producers, festival curators, sales agents can come and chip in what they think you should be doing before you have even begun. And I think that this is highly dangerous for the artists, but at the same time, the way that the production in terms of the funding, the financing of a film is going, you need these pitching sessions also, and you need this kind of support from the sales agents and the producers and the festival programmers. So it's a double-edged sword in a way, but also it's a great opportunity. You just have to be very careful to preserve your jewel, that is your film and your idea and your individuality.
Yeah. Don't compromise. That's the message, right? Well, thank you very much, Ryan. It was a great pleasure talking with you, and I know you're busy, so we'll let you off, but I wish you all the best, and thanks a lot, and best of luck with the Berlinale coming up.
Thank you so much for this opportunity to speak.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.